Earth Science, 8th grade. Lesson 2, Tuesday, May 12. Water erosion. As streams move over the ground, they transport weathered materials. Streams continually erode material away from their banks, especially along the outside curves of meanders. Stream and river erosion. As a stream moves water from high elevations, like mountains, towards low elevations, like the ocean, which is at sea level, the work of the stream changes. At high elevations, streams are just beginning streams that have small channels and steep gradients. This means that the stream will have a high velocity and will do lots of work eroding its stream bed. The higher the elevation, the farther the stream is from where it eventually meets the sea. Base level is the term for where a stream meets sea level or standing water, like a lake or the ocean. Streams will work to downcut their stream beds until they reach base level. As a stream moves out of high mountainous areas into lower areas closer to sea level, the stream is closer to its base level and does more work eroding the edges of its banks than downcutting into its stream bed. At some point in most streams, there are curves or bends in the stream channel called meanders. Stream and river disposition. Once a stream nears the ocean, it is very close to its base level and now deposits more materials than it erodes. As you just learned, one place where a river deposits material is along the inside edges of meanders. If you ever decide to pan for gold or look for artifacts from an older town or civilization, you will sift through these deposits. Gold is one of the densest elements on Earth. Streams are lazy and never want to carry more materials than absolute necessary. It will drop off the heaviest and largest particles first. That is why you might find gold in a stream deposit. Imagine that you had to carry all that you would need for a week as you walked many kilometers. At first, you might not mind the weight of what you are carrying at all, but as you get tired, you will look to drop off the heaviest things you are carrying first. When a river meets either standing water or nearly flat lying ground, it will deposit its load. If this happens in water, a river may form a delta. From its headwaters in the mountains, along a journey of many kilometers, rivers carry the eroded materials that form their stream load. Suddenly, the river slows down tremendously in velocity and drops the tremendous load of sediments it has been carrying. Deltas are relatively flat-topped, often triangular-shaped deposits of sediments that form where a large river meets the ocean. The name delta comes from the capital Greek letter delta, which is a triangle, even though not all deltas have this shape. A triangular-shaped delta forms as the main stream channel splits into many smaller distributaries. As the channel shifts back and forth, dropping off sediments and moving to a new channel location, a wide triangular deposit forms. If a river or stream suddenly reaches nearly flat ground, like a broad flat valley or plain, an alluvial fan develops at the base of the slope. An alluvial fan is a curved top, fan-shaped deposit of coarse sediments that drop off as the stream suddenly loses velocity. The fan spreads out in a curve in the direction of the flat land as many stream channels move across the curved surface of the alluvial fan, forming and deforming many channels as sediments are deposited. Alluvial fans generally form in more arid regions. Groundwater erosion and deposition. Not all water that falls on the land flows through rivers and streams. When it rains, much of the water sinks into the ground and moves through pore spaces in soil and cracks and fractures in rock. This water necessarily moves slowly, mostly under the influence of gravity. Yet groundwater is still a strong erosional force, as this water works to dissolve away solid rock. If you have ever explored a cave or seen a sinkhole, you have some experience with the work of groundwater. As groundwater moves through spaces between mineral grains, it works to dissolve and carry away different elements. Some types of minerals are easily dissolved by groundwater. Rainwater absorbs carbon dioxide, CO2, as it falls through the air. The carbon dioxide combines with water to form carbonic acid. This naturally occurring weak acid readily dissolves many types of rock, including limestone. If you have ever watched an antacid tablet dissolve in water, you have seen an example of just how quickly this type of rock is eroded away. Caves are one of nature's most spectacular demonstrations of erosion. Working slowly over many years, groundwater dissolves and carries away elements of once solid rock in solution. First, it travels along small cracks and fractures, gradually enlarging them. In time, caverns many football fields long and as high as many meters tall can form. A sinkhole could form if the roof of an underground cave collapses. Some sinkholes are large enough to swallow up a home or several homes in the neighborhood. As groundwater dissolves away solid rock, it carries those minerals in solution as it travels. As groundwater drips through openings, several interesting types of formations occur. Stalactites are icicle-like deposits of calcium carbonate, which form as layer on layer of calcite drips from the ceiling, coating the icicle. As mineral-rich material drips to the floor of a cave, stalagmites form rounded deposits of calcium carbonate on the floor of the cave. The word stalactite has a C, so you can remember it forms from the ceiling, while the G in stalagmite reminds you it forms on the ground. Review questions. Number 1. When would a river form an alluvial fan, and when will it form a delta? Describe the characteristics of each type of deposit. Number 2. What are two formations that form inside caves? This concludes the material for Tuesday, May 12th.